ABC News.
The Big Island is just now starting to get some of the first rain bands starting to impact their southeastern shore.
And what sort of category is this hurricane?
Lane is still a Category 4. It's a very strong Category 4 with sustained winds at 155 miles per hour. If it was 1 mile per hour higher, it would be a Category 5.
So for those of us who are not familiar with the pattern of the Hawaiian Islands, can you describe to us the path the hurricane will take in terms of which island might be most impacted?
The hurricane will move to the west of the Big Island and kind of follow the island chain, but then it's expected to take a more northerly turn. Then that's when it will be closest to the islands of Oahu, where Honolulu is, and also the island of Kauai.
So what sort of weather would the Big Island experience as the hurricane gets closer to it?
So, like I said, the first rain bands are now approaching the Big Island. So, actually, all of the islands are expecting rain as the biggest impact. So, we have a forecast of 10 to 15 inches for almost all areas across all the Hawaiian islands, with some spots getting up to 20 inches. So, rain will be the main thing that everyone will experience. And then, of course, we'll have the strong winds. Most of the islands have at least a 50% chance or higher of getting at least tropical storm force winds, if not hurricane force.
And what does that mean perhaps for the island of Oahu, of course, with Waikiki being such a huge tourist destination? What sort of weather will that island experience?
Again, mainly the rain and the winds and also large surf. So Thursday and Friday and into Saturday, you want to make sure that if you are on the islands visiting, you want to make sure that you stay sheltered. And that you have supplies, because obviously with the winds, trees could knock down, power could go out, we could have landslides, roads may be impassable. So you want to stay sheltered and you want to have supplies in case the power outages last for a long time.
And how are the islands preparing themselves?
I know that gas lines are very long. A lot of people are preparing by making sure their gas tanks are full. I know several stores have been inundated. People are buying supplies that won't go bad, that don't need to be refrigerated. They're also buying boards to board up their windows. So the public is really heeding the advice of being prepared, and we're grateful for that.
ABC News.